Oh my God, baby. I was really worried. Yes, I was. I've been trying to call you all day. No. It's okay. It's okay. Oh man, I wish I knew your phone was dead. No, I know. But you were traveling today, so I was just a little bit of a mess. I was good. What? I'm allowed to be anxious when you travel without me. It's just weird. I'm just used to being there. Yeah, I know. No, I know you can handle yourself, baby. Baby, I know you can handle yourself. You're a big girl. I know you can. But no, there's just some part of me that's just protective, you know? Like I want to be there to call the cab and yeah, and hold the umbrella and just do all the. Is it raining? How did I know it was going to be raining? I know it's always raining there. I know. I just wish I could have gone. Yeah, I know next time, but it's just hard. It's hard. It's always hard when you're far away. Yeah, I can't look at you or touch you or just have you near. I just can't have you close to me. It just sucks. I know. Well, it's different. I don't know. There's just when I'm traveling, at least I'm like, well, I'm the one who's in danger, and she's at least home safe, and like I can rationalize it in that way. Yeah, but now I'm the one who's home safe, and you're the one who's out like in danger, I guess, in my head. No, I know there's no real danger. It's not like you're actually in danger. I just think who's there to protect you? I know. Well, yeah, I feel now that I know. I'm glad. I'm sorry. I thought I did pack the charger. Thank God for those. Yeah, those airport kiosks. I just think everywhere in the world should have the same plug. That's all I'm saying. The fact that you can't charge. Well, don't ask Apple to do that because they'll just design a whole new plug that will work for no one. Yeah. No, my day's been good. Yeah, besides calling you a bajillion times, I've just been cracking away at work. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I was actually gonna do that for you. Well, yeah, since I figured you don't have a car for a couple of days, well, it needed to get service, so I'm gonna take your car in for you. Yeah. This is the perfect time to do it too. I don't mind, I can do it for you, baby. Yeah, when you come back, you'll need tires. You'll get your brakes checked. Yes, you need to get your brakes checked. Change your oil and all that other good stuff. Yeah. That way you have a nice new car when you get back. Well, I guess a new old car. Now, if you take care of your car, it feels brand new every time you just give it a little bit of love. Yeah, if you give something a little bit of love, it feels brand new, doesn't it? No, I'm just. How many more hours to get back to the hotel then? Oh, no. I'll definitely be awake. I will. Oh, I'm not gonna. No. I'm gonna stay awake for that. 'Cause you can FaceTime me from the room. Yeah. I think it'll be like 3 or 4 in the morning. No, baby, this is the perk for me working from home though, isn't it? Yeah, we can fluctuate our schedule. Yeah. God, it sounds so busy where you're at. Yeah, I can hear all the traffic sounds. In the rain. Please take like tons of pictures for me. Yeah, and definitely some selfies. Every time I get a selfie from you, I promise to return one. It does remind us when we were long distance. Which is weird, it just, I don't know. Yeah, it makes me be like, I never want to be long distance again. It's nice when It was nice. There was nice parts of it, but not seeing every day did suck. Yeah. But I do miss talking for you, like, on hours on end on the phone. Yeah. I mean, we just talk for hours on end just in person now, but there's just something about, yeah, just having a phone conversation like this. We just don't do it anymore. Because we don't need to, you know? You'll text me on the way home, and I'll be like, oh, cool, see you in 5 minutes, and then you're there. Mm-hmm. No, it's not weeks of build-up to a flight, and then, you know, waiting at an airport anxiously with flowers, and then scanning all the people, and just, like, looking for your face in a sea of other faces, and then I see it, and then, yeah. I mean, that's how it's going to be when you come home, though, which will be nice. Yeah. Of course there's going to be flowers. Why wouldn't there be? There'll always be flowers whenever you come back from somewhere. There'll always be flowers. I haven't decided yet. We'll see. We'll see what I'm feeling. Yeah. I just want you to be home soon. Yeah. Oh my god, no, I haven't. Why do you think I'm going to be up at 4 in the morning? Baby, it's so hard to sleep without you. I know you feel the same way. I don't know how people sleep alone. Yeah. It's hard to sleep without someone next to you. Well, funnily enough, I've been stacking pillows on your side of the bed. That's been my solution. Mm-hmm. So when I roll over the night, at least it feels like there might be someone there. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if that might be a solution, but I hope you don't travel more. No. If you're traveling, I'm traveling with you. This is the last time we split up like this. I know, I couldn't this time, I know. Which sucks. I'm annoyed with my stupid boss. Cause like the one time you get to, you're like going somewhere, you know, and he's just like, yeah, you can't leave, you need to be here to receive. It's just so stupid. Yeah, I'm pissed. I was so fucking mad. Are you kidding me? Oh, I was heated, and I mean, I couldn't say that to him because if I did, it would have been bad. But I just was like, oh yep, okay, all right, yep, sounds good. I was trying to think of any way to circumvent it, any way at all. Oh, I tried that. I asked him, I called him, and I was like, hey, do you want to take this over for me? He saw right through that ruse. Yeah, I know. One day we'll work for people that don't suck. Well, I know. See, the thing is, you like your boss right now because your boss is letting you do cool things. Yeah, but... Oh, I could go into all the terrible things you said about her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas party? I'm just saying, like, that is not a Christmas bonus. Your bonus is not an after work celebration. That is the opposite of a bonus. That sounds like a Christmas punishment. Oh man. Oh no. I regret bringing it up. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know there's mad heat every time I do. Yeah. Do you have to? I know you do. I know if you're saying it's not because you want to, it's because you fucking have to. I know. Is the next time I'm going to hear from you at 4 a.m.? I mean, yeah, text me as much as you can. I'll text you. Yeah, I'm on my phone right next to me. My phone's actually charging. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I don't have to worry about the plugs, though. That's fair. I'm going to get you one of those, like those Insta batteries or something. You need something. Because it's going to happen again. No, I can't. You can't worry me like this again. Baby, I don't even think you know how bad I was worrying. Oh my God. They were, I was about to call the U.S. Army and like, if I didn't get you by tonight, you know, I'd be on the horn with the Marines. They'd be fishing you out somewhere. Yeah, you'd get a knock and there'd be, be a pair of Navy SEALs looking for you. Oh yeah, it would be. Yeah, there'd be a United States Joint Task Force out there with like military cutters. They'd fly the Apaches. It'd be everything. You're lucky you answered the phone. Yeah. Yeah, because if you did it next time you might get a knock, it's going to be a bunch of soldiers being like, oh, okay, she's okay. Package secured. Don't scare me like that. I don't know what I'd do without you. I mean that. You're my everything. You're my world. I love you, too. I know. I'm just stalling you. You have to go. I know. I love you. Text me when you can. Call me when you can. Yeah. And charge your phone, for the love of God. I know. Keep it charged. I'm counting the days, baby. Just get home to me safely.